Well, I would just ask you and our prayer warriors to continue to pray for Joe Pyatt, my husband, as he's looking at the possibility of doing some chemo, and we've prayed that the Lord would give us wisdom.
Yep.
And we've talked about that very thing that you've talked about this morning. Sometimes you don't see an instant healing. Sometimes the symptoms seem worse than what the solution is, you know. So just continue to pray for him. And then we want to pray for the family of Russell Broadbent, who went to his heavenly home last night. And I would ask you to continue to pray for J.W. Little. The biopsy he had done last week was positive, and he started radiation yesterday. I want to pray for little Juliana, who's 6 years old. We've prayed for her a few times the last several weeks, ever since we met her at OU Medical Center. She's battling cancer, and she just finished her first round of stem cells. She'll have to have another in a couple of weeks. She'll have to have another round.
Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, as we come to you, I'm mindful and reminded, Lord, that we have access to the throne of grace because of what you, Jesus, did for us. As our Savior, our Messiah, our Lord, you gave yourself physically, spiritually, and in every way over to receive in your body the punishment for our sins, so that the blessing that God would have for us could flow freely. We come now in your name, Lord Jesus, to the throne of grace. And in that room of grace, we remind and present to you Joe Pyatt, Lord God. We know that you're aware of Joe's situation. We know that you know exactly what's going on with him. You know his very thoughts, his feelings, his intentions. You know what evidence is being presented to him, what the, quote, facts are. And, Father, you know, Lord, Joe is doing the best he knows how to do to trust in you, and Neva also, and others that are praying with and for Joe Pyatt. We know that it is not your will and your word, Lord God. Your word is clear that it is not your will for your people to be subject to and overtaken by sickness, disease, and cancer certainly is a terrible, terrible thing. Father, we know that there are thousands upon thousands of testimonies of people who have received supernatural, miraculous healing from cancer. We know of thousands of people who have received healing that comes from you, but through the hands of doctors, nurses, medical procedures. Thank you, Father, for giving men wisdom to treat disease. But, Father, we look not to men, not to medicine, but we look to our Maker. Our help comes from our Maker who made heaven and earth. And we look to you, Father. Give Joe wisdom to make the decisions he needs to make. We ask it in Jesus' name. Bring about the complete and total restoration of health in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for those, the others that were mentioned, J.W., Little. And, Father, we just pray, Lord God, that as he started radiation yesterday, that that radiation would do everything it's intended to do, and that you would help his body to respond, to reject all the harmful parts, the side effects, and that the recovery would be great and profound, and it would open hearts and minds to your goodness. We pray for little Juliana, 6 years old, Lord God. There is no doubt in my mind that you desire her to recover her health, Lord God. You desire her. Lord, I can just picture in your word, it says a little six-year-old girl was brought before you and she had been diagnosed with cancer. And I cannot even begin to imagine that Jesus, you would say, well, I'll be glorified in her death. I cannot begin to imagine that. I can imagine you healing her. You are a good and gracious healer. And we appeal to your grace. We pray, Lord God, for Russell Broadbent's family, and we thank you for heaven. We thank you that, Lord God, when someone does pass from this earth, we have the hope of heaven, and we speak courage and strength over them. I pray also, Lord God, for a friend of mine, Lord God, named Robert, whose wife passed away from a heart attack, and I pray, God, for Robert, for his family, for all their family. I pray that you'd help them get all the arrangements made and everything done. And I just pray your peace and grace be upon Robert as he transitions into this phase of life that you have for him. I ask your grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to make this announcement first. Community Fellowship Church in Hammond is doing Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. If you have not seen that previously, you need to make time in your schedule to go. They'll have that production Sunday through Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. If you need more information, call 799-2318, and they'll give you some instructions. If you don't get them, leave a message, a voice message, or text them. That's a cell phone. Also, we want to thank, as I mentioned early in the program, Joshua's Crossing Ministry is our Facebook sponsor today. And we are so grateful for them. They've allowed us to be here in this beautiful place for 2.5 years now and continue to keep Les in your prayers. The Refuge Church, which is non-denominational, is west of Sayre on 152. In fact, from the traffic light in downtown Sayre, America, go 3 miles west on 152. And you'll see a little barn on the side of the road. And in that barn is a beautiful little chapel that they've made. They have Sunday school at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and Sunday worship is at 10:45. In the evening, they have Bible study at 6 on Sunday, and then again at 7 on Wednesday, as well as a youth group on Wednesday at 7. Powerhouse Tammy Bailey is the pastor there, and she will bless your heart. If you need to call her for something, you can call her at 580-729-0956. Prophetic Voice Ministries with Apostle Casey Elliott is at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, and they have services at, well, Sunday school's at 9:30 Sunday morning, church is at 11, and then at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening they have church. They also have a prayer meeting on Tuesday evening at 7, and on Thursday evening they have Bible study. So we want to hear from some of our other sponsors now, so stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. I need to do the right thing. The challenge is finding out what that thing is. This is where you develop habits. Good habits produce good results. They're not dependent on what somebody else thinks or even what you think at the time. When you find the right thing, make it a habit.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power. Pastor Dwight Shepherd is our guest today, talking about everything is possible.
Yeah.
If you believe.
If you believe. And why wouldn't we? Isn't he worth believing?
Amen.
I believe even that iPad could turn around this direction if it needed to. Monica was receiving. She's over there receiving. She was no longer in the room with us for just a minute. She was right there in the heavenlies for Oh, praise the Lord. I have to pick on you, Monica. If I ever quit picking on you, you better wonder what's up. What's up? What's up? All right. Hey, let's turn. We've been in Mark chapter 9. If you missed that, you can go back and read verse 14 through 27. Romans 10:17 was mentioned. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the rhema, the word, the revealed word of God. In other words, when God speaks to you, if you'll take hold of what he says, you'll have faith. Because faith does come. Faith always comes. Question is, do you receive it? Do you get an agreement with it? I have a note on my wall at home. It says, amazing things happen when you act like the Bible is true.
Mm.
It's there to remind me. Act like the Bible is true. What's faith look like? Faith looks like you act like the Bible is true. You talk like the Bible is true. You walk like the Bible is true. You live like the Bible is true in every way. And I'm not just saying that to say, oh, when I want what I want, I'm going to act like the Bible's true. No, I'm talking about letting God's word be the rule of your life about what's good, about what's bad, all of it, about the way you treat other people. You know, there is something else can keep you from receiving. You could have all the faith in the world. I mean, you could literally have as much faith as Jesus had. But if you're walking in unforgiveness, that'll cut your faith off in a heartbeat. So sometimes, maybe, if we've got something going on in our life and we're not seeing breakthrough, we ought to go talk to the Lord about that and say, Lord, is there anything? David did it. In the Psalms, David said, search my heart and try me, God, and see if there's any unclean thing in me. I'll give you chapter and verse, but I don't remember where it's at. But I bet Google knows, you know. You can do that, by the way. You can ask your phone, your smartphone, hey, where in the Bible does it say that search my heart and try me? It'll pop it up for you. I use it all the time. So I thought you had the whole thing memorized. Well, I'm glad you think that highly, but no, not quite. Working on it. Matthew 8. Let's go over there. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 4. For starters, we're actually going to continue pretty much through the whole first half of the 8th chapter of Matthew. Down, really, we're going to go all the way to the 13th verse, or maybe even more than that. Actually, we're going to go to the 17th verse. But it's three different accounts, so I want to take them one at a time. The first one happens in Matthew 8, verse 1 through 4. And it deals with an issue that we face constantly concerning our faith. He says, when he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him, and a man with leprosy, an incurable skin disease. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord. He said, what? Lord. That's important. Don't miss it. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. What's the issue? He's not totally sure that Jesus is willing. Sounds like he is totally sure that Jesus has the power. So you know what that would make this man? About 90% of all the people in the body of Christ, that's what it would make this man. Oh, God can. I don't know. You know, God can. Don't know if he will. I don't know if it's his will for me to have it, but I know he can. I want you to stop for just a second. I want to get on your toes and jump up and down a couple times. And imagine this. I come to you and I say, hey, friend, I am in desperate need of $20. And I know that you have $20 and that you can give me $20 because you've got more than $20. But I don't know if you would or not. What did I just do? Well, I'm going to tell you this. If I'm the one you're telling me, I know you could help me, but I'm not sure you will, I'm insulted. I mean, maybe God doesn't get insulted. Maybe I'm reading something into this that's not even there. I don't know. But I'm just telling you that if you tell me that you know I'm able to do something for you, but you don't know if I'm willing to do it or not, I'm going to be insulted. I don't even want to take a chance on insulting God. I don't want to go to God always saying, I know you can, and just leaving it that, and you know, and the unspoken part is, but I don't know if you will. I want to go to God. Listen, if you don't listen, I'm gonna really bring it down to the rubber meets the road. If you don't know that it's God's will to do it, then you shouldn't be asking him for it. Do you hear me? If you don't know that it's God's will, you shouldn't be asking him for it. Somebody's they're single and they want a relationship and they see somebody, pick one out and they say, oh God, I asked you to give me that one. You shouldn't be asking that. You should be asking God what he wants. And then when he tells you what he wants, he'll show you what he wants you to believe and speak and call in and pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.